Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the day we've been talking about for 4 years now, and you know, the results may not happen today. They may not happen tomorrow, and maybe later this week. Heaven forbid it's no longer than that. But what motivates you? We've been asking people all morning. What was your motivation to get to the polls? Was it a particular ballot issue? Was it some in-state race that got you there? Or was it the presidential race? And we ran across this story we wanted to share with you of a lady who lives up in Alton, Illinois. And I want to introduce you right now to Betty Lewis. And we got her daughter Melody on here, I believe, as well. And Betty, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you on here, and thank you for sharing your story of voting for the first time.
I'm happy to.
Why don't you set that up for us?
Why did I?
Yeah, tell us what took you so long to finally get to the polls.
Well, I never was a political person, but I don't know, as I aged, more or less, I started being. And I kind of like Donald J. Trump. And I watched the political national convention because of a friend of mine, Tom McRae, who is circuit clerk in Ebersville. He said, Betty, I'm going to be there, so watch for me. And I did, and I saw him.
Betty, what do you like about Donald Trump? What made you want to vote for him? What are you most concerned about?
Okay. I'm most concerned about the condition that our world is in right now. And when I looked at him and heard him talk, I was very much convinced that he is an honest man and he was done wrong by many people who made false statements about him.
Betty, did people talk to you over the years? I mean, I think we talked about the fact that already that you're 95. Did people try through the years to get you to vote, and they just couldn't convince you?
No, sir, that's not true. My parents were all political people. I knew all about it, but I guess I just had other things to do.
Would you have supported, I know you didn't vote, but would you have supported Trump 4 years ago? Or did something change?
No, I would not. I would not, honey.
So what were the lines like for you when you were voting? How long did you have to wait?
Not very long, because I done it through Tom McRae and his office, and they were very, very helpful to me.
Yeah, I know. I think we've got your daughter, Melody. Are you on the phone, Melody?
I am.
Well, what was this like getting your mom out to vote for the first time? Tell us about it.
So she had never, you know, it used to be years ago that they pulled the jurors from registered voters. So she was always kind of fearful of getting pulled for jury duty. So never really voted, but I can remember all the way back years ago, you know, everybody being interested in politics and our family. But she didn't like Trump. She would argue with all of us about Trump. And when Tom went to the convention, she was wanted to watch so to see him. And Trump turned her around by listening to him and his family. So we took her to Wood River Township, and that's where she voted.
Well, it's a great story, and Betty, I thank you so much for sharing your story with us today, and hopefully we'll get the result we're looking for a little later tonight. What are you expecting? You think we'll find out tonight?
I tell you, if everybody's like me, he will be our next president of the United States.
Betty Lewis, thank you, and Melody, thank you for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You take care of yourself. What a great story.
I love Betty. I'm smiling so big right now. I think it's so cool. I know it's frustrating when you hear of people who have not voted, but you know what? Better now. It is frustrating when you hear people aren't voting, but it's never too late to start. The props to 95-year-old Betty for getting out there and voting. She sounds like me. You know, I voted for Trump 4 years ago, but I did not support him in 2016. And I think that's how a lot of people feel, that they weren't sure about him or they reluctantly voted for him. And now they are just gung-ho. This man needs to be our next president.
Yeah, I would hope that the people that are out standing in line this morning, that's one thing motivating them. They wanted to vote on Election Day. Bless them for that. But you get what you got out here this morning, and we've got flooding and roads blocked, and hopefully that's not preventing anybody from casting their vote. Hang in there. We'll bring you an umbrella if we have to. We got you covered here at 97.1. Coming up, one of the big issues in Missouri, Amendment 3. It is the pro-abortion until birth amendment, as far as I'm concerned. They want to call it something else. But there are considerations you need to understand that they're lying to you about regarding other procedures that the current law might block. We're going to talk to a lady who's been through that when we come back. Stay tuned.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.